This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Congratulations, San Antonio. You've done something that many people thought you couldn't do. You've knocked off a few pounds. You've gotten healthier, according to a report released this week by San Antonio Metro Health. The adult obesity rate dropped from 35.1% to 28.5%. That's about 70,000 residents who no longer qualify as obese. San Antonio is now officially fitter than the state average. City leaders are ready to accept the credit for this good news. They put in programs, walking trails, promoted getting fit. But we all know that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink unsweetened iced tea. This is a victory of many individuals in the city, people who took responsibility for their own health and made the appropriate lifestyle changes. And now here's your chance to crow about that. Tell us how you kicked off those pounds and got healthier, changed your lifestyle. Call in right now, inspire others. The number is 214-814-8980. Now with me in the studio, the director of Metro Health, Dr. Thomas Slinker. And so what do you think about these numbers?
Well, you're pretty enthusiastic, Dave, but I think you're entirely justified, and so are we. We're so pleased. And, you know, it's only 2 points in time, but if we keep going in this direction, we've really got something here.
So tell me how you conducted this study. People kind of wonder, you know, are these numbers real?
Yeah, they are real. And this was a standard telephone survey that's administered by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control all over the United States in a standard way using standard questions. And it was enhanced in Bexar County over this period of 2 years in that the sample size was tripled. It went from the normal of about 500 to 1,500 people each year were called and asked a series of questions, the most important ones being their height and their weight. The methodology takes into account that some people lie a little bit, but as long as you ask the same question in the same way each year, you're going to get comparable results.
So the fibbing factor is there each year, so
I mean people do fib, but probably about the same way they always do.
Okay, all right. So this was not a study conducted by San Antonio itself or by Metro Health. This was an outside entity that conducted and did the survey and came up with the numbers on their own. And then you're just, you know, collecting them and examining them locally. And you're seeing the meter moved from 35.1% obese to 28.5%. So and what do you think accounts for that?
Well, many things. And as you know, in 2010, we began to implement a variety of different changes in the physical makeup of our environment here in San Antonio, and a great deal of programming. And over the course of 2 years, spent almost $16 million. That was part of the stimulus funding over that period.
And that's what funded things like the Ciclovia.
Yes, yes. And so there are many, many things like that. Obviously, it's not one thing, but all together, and including things that were already happening, like our B-Cycle Bike Share program and other things like that, all together, I think it made a difference. And sort of the overarching theme, I think, was expectation and inclusion, in that I think many people for the first time came to the realization that they could be doing much better than they had been, that the expectation was higher.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Number to call, 614-8980, 614-8980. If you, helped do this, if you've knocked off some pounds, if you changed your lifestyle, we want to hear from you. Your story can inspire others to do the same. Barbara is standing by. Barbara, welcome to The Source.
Hi, thank you. Well, what I was going to tell you guys is I do work out regularly, and I go to a CrossFit, Bear CrossFit here in town. And at the urging of my trainer, she told me to cut out milk and cheese for a while, which I thought was going to be impossible. But I cut it in half, and then for about 3 weeks, and then I cut that in half again. And what happens when you're in San Antonio and you don't eat cheese is you stop eating quesadillas and you stop eating enchiladas, and then you don't eat the rice and beans that comes with it. You know, so it kind of trickled down to where I've dropped 12 pounds in the last 6 weeks. And the one thing that's different is I drink maybe a glass of milk once every 3 days instead of every day, and I snack on cheese very little, as opposed to it being the bottom of my personal pyramid the way it used to be.
Now, you do CrossFit. So, CrossFit is very popular now, but it seems intimidating to me.
Well, you know what? There are some classes at the place where I go where it is really tough, and I watch them, and I feel sorry for them. But the one that I go to is the intro to it, and the intro is enough to have you sweating like a pig and breathing heavy. And I do that 3 times a week. And, you know, you just got to keep moving. And you know, people think they eat good food, and then they don't realize how much of that quote-unquote good food they're eating. And that's kind of what has changed for me.
All right.
Just because you work out, that doesn't mean you get to eat whatever you want anymore.
Barbara, thank you so much. Appreciate your calling. I'm sure your story is going to inspire others. And let's go to Melanie. She wants to tell us her story. Melanie, welcome to The Source.
Hi. I was just calling because I lost 40 pounds in 2 years. And basically, I did it by diet and exercise. Now, Barbara said she cut out milk and cheeses, but I refused to do that with any of the foods that I really loved. But I started cooking at least 5 nights a week and then eating leftovers for lunch. So I was always taking my lunch to work. And then after I lost the first 15 pounds, I started getting active, because it was really hard to get active when I was so overweight. And now I'm at the point where I can run 3 miles without stopping. And I bought a bike today, so I'm really excited to start that journey.
That's fantastic. And so have you met other people? Has you increased your social circle while doing this?
I have some friends. I go to the gym at the Y because I don't wake up early enough to run in the morning outside during the summer. And I started a CX Works class, and I have some friends in there. I've started biking because of the guy that I was dating. So it's gotten to be a social thing as well as a health benefit.
All right, Melanie, thank you so much. We appreciate your call, and I'm sure people are going, you know, I can do that too if I just, you know, made the decision to make that change. And 40 pounds, congratulations for knocking
thank
that
you.
Off. And I'm sure your health is a lot better for that too.
I feel great. It's been awesome. And I didn't give up anything. I just added a little things and used my time wisely.
Melanie, thank you so much. We're going to go to a quick break and continue our conversation about San Antonio celebrating how we are less of an obese city. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Schleicher. He's the director of the Metro Health, and we want to hear from you, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX.
Good afternoon. It's 3:15. I'm Steve Short. There is a report of an accident on the northwest side on westbound I-10 at Wurzbach. Also, watch out for a collision reported on the far north side on northbound Highway 281 at Evans Road. And on the east side, there is a report of a collision on southbound Loop 410 at Rigsby.
KSTX traffic is made possible by rentatoyotasanantonio.com.
It's going to be mostly clear tonight with a low around 76. It'll be sunny and hot again on Friday with a high near 102. Currently, it's mostly sunny and 100 degrees with a heat index of 103.
Texas Public Radio's website is easy to navigate. The latest local news is online, and you'll also find easy-to-search archives from Texas Matters, Fronteras, and The Source. Stay informed with a daily visit to tpr.org.
This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the good news that San Antonio got the other day with a new report about how the city has changed. It has knocked off pounds. It's become a less obese city. The obesity rate fell from 35.1% to 28.5%. That's about 70,000 residents who no longer qualify as obese. And to help us explain the study and what this means, the director of Metro Health joins us here, Dr. Thomas Schlenker. So tell me about the study. There, the numbers actually show that the Mexican-American population is really at the, you know, making great gains here.
Yeah, that was really something that impressed us, and I think is very meaningful.
Go ahead. The non-white population, which of course is about 85% Hispanic here in San Antonio and about 10% Black, went from 40% obese, which, think about it, 40%, down to 29 in just 2 years. And that is amazing and wonderful, and really cuts across stereotypic notions that maybe it has to do with culture or genetics. It's inevitable. Blacks and Hispanics are just going to be overweight forever. It's not true, and we've demonstrated that.
It's so the city is showing, I mean, that having aggressive programs, making tracks available and exercise equipment available and programs, it does make a difference. It's not just spinning the wheels.
It makes a difference, and it also sends a message to people that we care about you, and come and join us. It's an inclusionary process that I think makes for a strong community.
All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Danielle. Danielle, welcome to The Source.
Hi. So I actually work with a partnership with the San Antonio Sports Foundation here in town, and we've been working with their summer-long Fit Family Challenge program, which is a free 12-week summer program that just encourages families to get out and get active together. And so this is its fourth year, and we have doubled in size. And we just see returning families coming, new families coming, and we've just heard fitness success stories from so many of them. I can tell you one about Mark Canales, who he told us he lost over 120 pounds in a year just by cutting his diet, working out more, and did it all naturally.
So are you meeting people in the parks, or how are you engaging with families?
So what we do is we've actually partnered with various school districts like Northside ISD, South San Antonio ISD, seven school districts total. Every week they have free family workouts that people can go to, whichever one is closest to them. And it has free Zumba, free P90X, Kid Fit programs so that they can still bring the little ones out. And it's all free to the community, and it's totally open.
All right. Danielle, thank you so much for that information. Is there like a website where people can get more information?
The website is fitfamilychallenge.com. And we actually have our finale event of the summer is on August 10th at Roosevelt Park. And there's more information on that on the website as well. But this is our fourth year, and we are definitely planning to make our fifth year even better than this.
Awesome. Well, thank you for everything. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right, back to the phones. Brandon. Brandon, you're on the air. Welcome to The Source.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, sir. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to go ahead and comment on something a previous caller said about fitness becoming more of a social thing here in San Antonio. I grew up in this town, and I got my degree in Austin, and I came back here and opened a food truck called Satiate. And one thing that I'm seeing, you know, we serve Akaushi Beef Sliders, that's all kind of heart healthy, and we serve duck fat fries. So, you know, our food isn't necessarily considered the picture of health, but I'm seeing everybody ride their bike and walk up to our truck, and I'm not seeing people park and come here. We've also partnered with Southtown Yoga Loft and a bunch of other yoga studios and CrossFit studios in town, and we're seeing people change their lifestyle. It's not necessarily like the last caller said, you have to give something up. It's what you add. So that's what I'm seeing around me.
All right. And so where are you parking your truck so this is happening?
We'll be somewhere in Southtown this Friday night. I'm not sure exactly where yet. We will be at the Paseo del Rio canoe race on Saturday morning, and then we'll be at Sagal & Vinny Fine Wine Saturday afternoon, and then we'll be at Main Plaza Saturday evening and Brooklynite Saturday night.
All right, Brandon, thanks for your call. So Brandon makes a great point here. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, canoe races and events all across the town. It used to be you'd hear there's nothing to do in San Antonio anymore, but that's not the case, and there's a lot of fit activities going on.
There is, and it reminds us that there's not two components to fitness, just physical activity and nutrition. There's actually three. And the third one is, as Melanie called it, this social thing. It shows us that it's not just about you, it's about the whole community, and you have a lot more fun when you do it with other people.
Okay, back to the phones. John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. By the way, excellent program. Really enjoy listening. What's worked for me, I'm in my upper 50s and former athlete and, you know, gained weight over the years. Not a lot, but certainly more than I needed. And I recently dropped about 10 pounds. And I did it primarily by reducing the amount of food I would take in, a little bit smaller portion, and also making some substitutions. I love ice cream, things like that, so I backed off of that and went more toward like a sorbet, but you got to watch out for sugar in that. But also, primarily, I switched from beer largely over to mineral water. So when I get home and if I'm really feeling like drinking a cold beer, well, I can drink a cold mineral water since it has a natural or carbonation and it can sort of taste like a beer, but of course it's zero calories. So I probably spend, I don't know, 400 to 600 calories a day with that. Plus, I started to work out a little bit more regularly, and also I was practicing, or I was improving the technique, not necessarily lengthening the workout, but just the technique of the weight and things like that. And what I found is that once you get doing that, the thing is you want to keep a sort of regularity to it, but I've also noticed that my appetite drops right after working out. So not hungry as much, brought in the mineral water and just smaller portions, and I'm feeling really, really fit. For the first time in a long time.
All right, John. Good job. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
So right now, 104 degrees is predicted high today. So it's not a good idea to go running out during the heat of the day or even at night now. It gets down to about 80 degrees overnight.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find a comfortable time to be outside doing exertion.
Well, it is, and that's why people make an effort to be out in the early mornings and in the evenings. I drive past Woodlawn Park a couple times a week in the evenings, and it's just amazing. That place is packed. People are walking around and doing all sorts of activities. But you got to concentrate on early morning and later evening when it's this hot.
And so if people are exercising when it's dark, we need to have better lighting outside. That is certainly something that's changed at Woodlawn Lake, that they have, you know, the lighting is kept up and you don't have these dark patches that you used to have before.
Yeah, that's just essential. We need to, all of our neighborhoods need to be more walkable, more bikeable, more friendly to that kind of activity.
Okay, back to the phones. We get a lot of calls. People want to talk about their success stories. Daylene, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I moved here from the Woodlands about 3 years ago, and in that community, I walked every morning with my dog, felt really safe, and as soon as I moved here, I would describe the walkability score as pretty low in my neighborhood, and I quickly packed on about 25 pounds. Feeling discouraged, I joined a local running group. I joined Fleet Feet Snow Boundaries Group, and then I also joined Alamo 180, which is also a local group, and just the community is wonderful. There's all types of shapes and sizes, ages of people, and it just gave me a love for getting out in my community and walking and running. And then that led me to volunteering with Girls on the Run of Bexar County. And as a teacher, I think that is such an important program for the San Antonio area, is to help these young girls be motivated to improve their health and improve their character, all while building that community and physical fitness. So I just really want to encourage people to maybe look into those kinds of groups, because you don't have to be fit to find a good community to exercise with here in San Antonio.
All right. Well, Daylene, thank you for your call. So she talks about some good points. You can find out about running groups or 5Ks. Go to the local running store. They've got lots of flyers. Also, there are websites. She mentioned Alamo 180. I know that's an excellent organization. They coach people and they help them get them ready for these big events of all different running levels. But, you know, not only running doesn't just help you shed the pounds, but it's proven to help you with mental acuity and develop, you know, executive function of the brain. So all sorts of benefits. One more caller. Let's get Richard on the air. Richard, welcome to The Source.
Howdy. How are you?
Doing great, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I have lost over 100 pounds in 37 months. I only made lifestyle changes, and I have no goal. I have no idea how much more I'm going to lose. But I did three things. I cut out all sugars. I began walking 3 to 5 times a week, and I became a vegetarian.
Wow. And so with that, you were able to knock off 100 pounds in 37 months with getting rid of sugar. So does that mean you're drinking diet sodas?
I drink mostly water. Occasionally I'll have some coffee or tea or something, but I try to avoid everything with sugar in it.
That's and so those that liquid calories, the sugar, sweet tea, and all the Cokes and things, that's really going to, you know, that's the great thing to give up.
Absolutely.
Richard, congratulations on your 100 pounds and your new lifestyle, and keep it going, buddy.
Thanks very much.
So, Doc, what do you think about hearing all these stories?
It's amazing. This is like a love fest here, and it's exactly what we want in San Antonio. We are, like the mayor said, we're moving from fat city to fit city. We
but
got
it was a mental
to go.
Thing. There's a mental barrier.
It's mental. Yeah, it really is. I think, you know, it's a change in our culture, too.
So, like, tell me more about what are people having to do to conquer mentally? What's happening there?
Well, to me, it's there has been too much emphasis on the individual all the time. And when it's become a more of a community-wide and social thing, families together, neighborhoods together, people who maybe don't have the courage or the vigor to get out and do it themselves, they do have that when they have a friend or a neighbor or a family member. I think that's what's making the difference.
I also see a lot of private enterprise making it easier for people to go out and work out. I mean, you go into one of these gyms nowadays and they're very well stocked. They're not that expensive. And you can go in there and run or join a class. Zumba is hugely popular. A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
So I look forward to see what happens with the next study, and we'll see what numbers you guys come up with next year. And we'll continue to cheer people on as they, you know, make San Antonio a healthier and fitter city. Dr. Schlecker from the San Antonio Metropolitan Health Department, thanks for joining us today. We're going to continue here on The Source. In the next, after the NPR news, we're going to talk to Augie Myers, the rock and roll legend of San Antonio. Stay tuned.